one by one I knock the fences down. One by one I lay them on the ground. Eliminate sabotage, clear the path through the fog, step by step to my dream.
Principle number 4, eliminate your obstacles. Principles 1, 2, and 3 work together to create what I call your heart's desire blueprint. At this phase of the creative process, you now begin to take that energy and move it into the physical plane. This is the time in the creative process where you have to take a critical look at what is in your life and see what in your life needs to be eliminated in order for you to open up and receive what you really want. Now that you've clearly focused on your heart's desire, you've gained the support of your subconscious mind, and you can imagine it in every possible way, it is now time to prepare your life to receive it by eliminating your obstacles. It is at this stage of creating your heart's desire that you have to ask of yourself, what does my desire require of me? This is the time to take a critical look at your life and to examine where you put your time and attention and energy and see if it is in harmony and corresponds to your highest hopes and wishes. Principle number 4 is about bringing the element of discipline to desire. My teachers taught me that discipline is like a creativity sergeant that walks into your life and begins to establish protective boundaries around what it is that you really want. As this protective sergeant walks through your life, its job is to eliminate foes, enemies, or anything that would steal away your dream. It is at this point that you need to bring your full power of attention and energy, and most importantly, commitment to your heart's desire. Principle number 4 requires that you identify and eliminate everything that takes away from focusing on your heart's desire. Everything. It means looking at every plane of energy and noticing if there's any waste, clutter, distraction, and disorder that keeps you from focusing your full attention and energy on your dream. Start with the most obvious, your physical surroundings. Chaos, waste, sloppiness, disorganization. All of these things are what I call energy bandits, stealing away your focus, your availability to cultivating your heart's desire. Start with your house. Is it in order, or is it full of unnecessary and useless junk? The creativity sergeant should be marched through every drawer, every closet that you have to move out anything that isn't necessary. I don't mean things that don't actively serve a useful purpose. If something brings you pleasure, for example, a photograph or a sentimental object, that's still serving you. But if it just sits there occupying space, then it's taking away the energy you need that could be going to your dream. Joan and Mark, two very good friends of ours, were some of the worst pack rats Patrick and I knew. They saved everything. Joan had dresses from 7th grade. Mark had more sporting goods equipment and camping gear and old shoes. And for some reason, the two of them really prided themselves on collecting all this stuff. They were just totally buried in junk. Justified that they were preparing for that just-in-case rainy day moment where you never know, you just might need it. Joan and Mark had a heart's desire of becoming pregnant and having a baby. And their greatest heartbreak was that no matter how hard they tried, they just couldn't succeed. They became focused. They worked in every possible way they could. They even ended up going to the best possible doctors, to no avail. But after they came to a Heart's Desire workshop, they realized that perhaps their goal of having a child was a little bit out of order, because the truth was there was a lot in their life that was not really working for them, including that they had jobs they didn't like, they lived in a house that wasn't particularly interesting, and they still had unlived adventures that they wanted to experience. So practicing my first things first process, they decided that what they needed to eliminate were all these unhappy attachments that were preventing them from truly living in their hearts. Putting the baby on hold, they quit their jobs, they had a huge yard sale, they put their house up for sale, and they decided they were going to take a long cross-country adventure searching city to city over a period of 6 months to a year, looking for what would really inspire them in terms of location and work. This was a radical departure from the way they ordinarily live their lives. They freed themselves up completely and with no attachments to anything that wasn't truly serving their hearts. They decided to travel across country in a leisurely search for a new home base, a luxury that they never allowed themselves before. They got as far as Colorado, and while camping on a mountain, they conceived the child that they had been trying to conceive for over 10 years, without drugs, without interference, quite spontaneously and in a totally natural way. Joan and Mark realized that by emptying their lives of all their attachments to things and conditions that they really didn't want, that really didn't serve their authentic selves, they created the space and the place to actually allow something really meaningful in. And they finally had what they really longed for, a real family, a brand new home base, and a life that truly served their authentic expression. Principle number 4 is my favorite principle, because it puts protective boundaries around what it is that you're creating and brings your full level of commitment and personal power to the process.